the mail boat from Dunleary to Holyhead. That was how I first went to the UK as a young adult. I went to Dunleary and I got the ferry that left late in the evening and got into Holyhead. I seem to remember it got in at about 1 o'clock in the morning. And the first time I did it, I was travelling with Bill Higgins, a young Canadian friend of mine. And we were travelling to London in order to see a show. We were going to see a show called Hair. And we travelled on that night boat, and we had no money, really, or very, very little money. We were foot passengers, and we didn't have the money for the train fare from Holyhead to London. And if we did have the money, we wanted to have the money to spend when we got to London, so we were going to hitchhike from Holyhead. The trouble is that when the boat gets into Holyhead at 1 o'clock in the morning, and almost all the people go off and get on the train, you're left behind in the railway waiting room in Holyhead, and it's cold at night. And the cold of the night between, you know, 1 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning is can be a bit rough. And it was. I remember it being a bit rough. And now, as I drive down here towards Dunleary again, I'm remembering the cold in that waiting room and the difficulty of getting any sleep, because there were other people there and they were, I think, coughing and moving around, and for all I know, some of them might have been even drunk. And then it was a great relief, feeling pretty shitty and rough and unslept and, of course, unshaven. And it was a relief when dawn broke and we could start to hitchhike off Anglesey. And I'm not going to take you to London on this in this audio boo, but what I just also remember is how long it took us to get off Anglesey. It must have been hours and hours. Now, Anglesey isn't a huge island, but when you're trying to get off it, it's too far to walk from one side of it to the other. So from Holyhead off the island of Anglesey is too far to walk, and I seem to remember we got about 5 lifts to get off Anglesey. So they must all have been, you know, 5 mile lifts probably. And the rest is in a story for another time. But now, as I re-enter Dunleary looking for a place to meet a man who I don't know very well and who I haven't met in quite a few years, maybe 3 or 4 years. But who I've talked to as recently as yesterday and tweeted with a few times. It all feels very much like fairly vivid. And especially when I sort of think of all the Irish people who travelled to England, Britain, UK, on the mail boat out of Dunleary.